During the last few weeks, we have been discussing the prophet Elijah. The first time we met him, Elijah was a young prophet from the hill country, and he was sent by God to tell Ahab that his despicable and inhumane behavior was, well, going to be punished by God, that there would be a 3-year drought and the people in the land would suffer. At first, Elijah found the whole thing laughable, but then when the drought came, it wasn't so funny anymore. And like many of us, the first thing Ahab did was blame the messenger. And so he sent his soldiers into the country to find Elijah. And Elijah did what we found out later would become a very common habit of his. Whenever life turned against him, he ran to the hills. Now, last week we heard where Elijah met Ahab on the road to a vineyard. It seemed as though Ahab had wanted a vineyard from a man called Naboth. And Naboth refused to give it to him, and so Ahab threw one royal temper tantrum. He refused to eat, he refused to drink, he refused to speak, he refused to get out of bed. And so Queen Jezebel, being the dutiful wife she was, said, "Don't worry, honey, I'll take care of it." She used God's word to have Naboth killed. Ahab was delighted. When he heard that Naboth was no longer a problem, he jumped out of bed and went running down the road to claim his prize. And that's when he met Elijah. Elijah looked at him and said, "This time you have gone too far. This act will cost you your life." Now, something had happened between the first time Elijah met Ahab and he went running for the hills, and this particular time that we heard last week, when he stood in the middle of the road and he didn't care what Ahab had to say to him, he refused to be moved. So what was it? What had changed Elijah? Well, what had changed him was today's story. You see, Elijah had a bad habit. He liked to grandstand. He would take what God told him to do, and then he would add his own twist to it. God had told Ahab, had told Elijah to go stand before Ahab and declare that the drought was over. But Elijah couldn't leave it there. He decided that he was going to have a showdown between the gods of Baal and Yahweh. Well, we know the story, many of us. You know, there was the dancing around the altar and the pouring of the water, and the powerful God was going to start a fire as the prophets prayed. Well, of course, the prophets of Baal failed, and Elijah, grandstanding as he was, said, "Go ahead, pour water on the altar." And they did, and he said, "No, that's not enough." And they continued to pour water until the whole thing was flooded, and then Elijah said, "Okay, God, do it." And there was suddenly a fire. Now, if Elijah had just left it there, it would have been okay, but he couldn't. Remember, he liked a grandstand. And so his next move was to have all of the priests of Baal killed. And then he seemed perfectly shocked that Jezebel was upset and threatened to do the same to him. So what did he do? He ran for the hills. Elijah ran, and the further he ran, the angrier and more depressed he became. We're told that he started sleeping a lot and that he became suicidal. He refused to eat. The angel of the Lord had to come and tell him not once but twice to get up and eat. Now, given everything that Elijah had done and given his whining and complaining attitude, one would think that God had every reason to finally be fed up with him. But that's not what happened. Despite everything he had done wrong, God never rebukes the prophet for being weak. He never criticizes him for being vulnerable. But at the same time, God refused to buy into Elijah's bitterness and anger. If all he wanted to do was lie in the dirt, feeling sorry for himself, God was going to have nothing to do with it. On the other hand, if Elijah wanted to be healed, the Lord was willing to help deliver him from what St. Augustine would later call the dark night of the soul. It wouldn't be easy, but then again, the road to healing seldom is. So if you're feeling discouraged today, if you have come here off of a bad week, if you're depressed and joy has just gone out of your life, if the problems seem to be heaping in on top of you faster than you can solve them, then take a lesson from Elijah. Listen to what God required of Elijah. The first thing he told him was to get up and eat. He had to show some effort. He had to prove that he wanted to get better, because God refused to spoon feed a mind that's lying on its back. The second thing that God did was command him to get up. He was to get up and he was to look up. And as he stood watching the storm, the prophet began to realize that the wind, the lightning, and the earthquake were reminiscent of his own methods against Ahab. But the Lord was not in the noisy phenomenon. It was only after experiencing the still, small voice that God's presence became real. The blustering physical forces were superseded by the quiet spiritual resources. And then third, having gotten up and looked up, Elijah was told to line up. Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. Now, what waited for him there? New work and new friends. The prophet had become so wrapped up in himself that he couldn't see the rest of the world. And God told him to go to a strange land among strange people, and there he was to lose himself in helping, in loving, and in serving. He was not alone, and God had to prove it to him. God was there, ready to provide all he needed to be whole. And friends, God is prepared to do the same for us. All we have to do is get up, look up, and line up. Are you prepared to be healed? Do you want to be whole? Thanks be to God.